A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah 11a, pagination page 21. We're going to start on the facing page, though, with a famous Gemara as to when the world was created. Now, the argument, as we know, is whether it was created in Tishrei or it was created in Nisan. We'll see the text inside in a moment. One can ask, how can you have a machlokas when the world was created? So there are two classic approaches how you could have such a machlokas. One approach is that olo b'machshava, at one point Hashem planned to create it, and Hashem's plan to create it is already a level of creation. And then 6 months later, whichever the 6 months is, Nisan to Tishrei or Tishrei to Nisan, then it actually got created. The other approach is that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, both are lessons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because whenever Hashem is purposely ambiguous in our Mesorah, in Torah, He doesn't tell you exactly what happened. It's intentional that as long as you're not contradicting any body of Torah that exists, and as long as you are a person that's inculcated totally with Torah, and this is your Libi Omerli, it appears to me, based on my proofs, that this is the truth, that too is Torah. Hashem let us go ahead. Anytime He didn't want it, there was a specific Mesorah. So you have Gemaras that argue about Pilegesh Begiva, why the husband was angry at her. What do you mean, why? I mean, whatever the reason was, it was. But Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, if the pasuk doesn't say, and we don't have a Mesorah as to why, and they brought proofs, however they brought proofs, then both are considered valid lessons of Torah. Keep in mind that Torah is not a history book. Torah is a book of lessons. So the Gemara says, 5 lines up from the bottom, Tanya we learned. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, the world was created in Tishrei. And the item that we're going to focus on most is the next, B'tishrei noldu avos. In Tishrei, the avos, Avraham and Yaakov, were born. B'tishrei mesu avos, and in Tishrei, the avos, Avraham and Yaakov, also passed away. B'pesach nolad Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Okay? So again, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the world was created in Tishrei, and the Avos were born in Tishrei. They also died in Tishrei. Let's move on to today's daf on the second line. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says, B'nissen nivra ha'olam. Nissen is the time when the world was created. B'nissen noldu avos. The avos were born in Nissen. B'nissen mesu avos. And in Nissen, they also passed away. And b'pesach nolad Yitzchak, everybody agrees that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. So we have a fascinating concept over here. A machlokes, when the avos were born. Avram and Yaakov. Whether it was Nissen or it was Tishrei, and the Gemara is going to bring proofs. Take a look at these proofs. They are both brought from the book of Malachim, where Shlomo HaMelech is building the Beis HaMikdash, and we're being told what month was it in that process of building the Beis HaMikdash. So please join me in the Gemara, counting up from the wide, about 15 lines. The first words on the line are Ela Tzivyonam, and then we begin Reish Aleph Rabbi Lazar Omer. Rabbi Lazar says, Minayin shebe Tishrei noldu avos. How do I know that the avos were born in Tishrei? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayikalu el haMelech Shlomo kol ish Yisrael. The entire Jewish people gathered to Shlomo haMelech. B'yerach ha'esanim bechag, in the month of the strong ones. the month of the foundation, of the strong one, something worth relying on. Yerach shenoldu bo'ei sanei olam. Presumably, that month that we're referring to is called Esanim, the strong ones, because it's the month that the strong ones were born. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar says that when we are describing the gathering at the time of Sukkot in Tishrei, and we refer to that month as Yerach Ha'esanim, the month of the strong ones, we're talking about the month in which Avram and Yaakov were born, and they were born in Tishrei. Okay. Let's drop down, counting up from the wide lines, three lines up, and we'll see Rabbi Yeshua's perspective. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Minayin sheben Nissan noldu avos. How do you know? On the contrary, the avos were born in Nissan. Shenema, the Pasuk says, also referring to this Beis HaMikdash time of Shlomo, Vayihi b'shmonim shana v'arba me'o shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael eretz Mitzrayim. It was 480 years after the Exodus from Mitzrayim. B'shana ha-revi'is, it was the fourth year, b'chodesh ziv, it was the month of glow, the month of shining, of radiance. So he learns that if it's the month of radiance, b'yerach shenoldu bo zivsanei olam, it's referring to the time of year that the shining ones of the world were born. V'idach nam yaksiv b'yerach ha'esanim. But it also refers to the time as the time of Esanim, the strong ones. So if Tishrei is referring to as Esanim, fine, you want to put Avram and Yaakov in Nisan, but what do you do with the expression that Sukkot's time is Esanim? And the Gemara answers, Hasam t'tekifei b'mitzvahs. It's called Esanim because Tishrei is packed with mitzvahs. Rashi says, Shofar, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisach HaMayim. Rashi does the homework for you. It's packed with mitzvahs, and that's why it's called Esanim. But Rabbi Yeshua insists that it's Nisan, that's the time of Ziv, of glow, of the time that Avram and Yaakov were born and given as a gift to the world. The Gemara, of course, asks the reverse. Rabbi Yeshua explained Esanim of Tishrei doesn't refer to Avram and Yaakov. It refers to the mitzvahs of Tishrei. Now Rabbi Elazar has to come along and explain why the Ziv mentioned Nisan time is not referring to Avram and Yaakov in his opinion. V'idach nam yaksiv b'chodesh Ziv. What does it mean, the month of glow, when it refers to that time of year, Nisan, Iyar time? Because there's a sheen, a glow to the trees. They start glowing. They start growing. It's exciting. They radiant. To Amar Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda taught us, when you go out in the month, in the days of Nisan, in the month of Nisan, and you see the trees that are blossoming, Omer, there's a special bracha. We just had it, right? Baruch shalochisav me'olam oklum, ubora bobrios tovos ve'ilanos tovos le'isanos ben b'nei Adam. Hashem created a beautiful world for our benefit. He's a good host. So when you see such a tree, Nisan time, you make such a bracha, it's the appropriate time. So Rabbi Elazar says, when it refers to the month, Nisan, Iyar, that time of year, as if glowing, it's not referring to Avram and Yaakov in his opinion, because that happened in Tishrei. It's referring to the nature, the radiance of the vegetation. It's interesting that Rashi in Shir HaShirim, on the pasuk Hanitzanim Niru Ba'aretz, the blossoms are appearing, Rashi says that's why Hashem took us out at that time of year. because it's a pleasant time to travel. One final thought. We're taking Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua as a machlokas. Tishrei, Nisan, but for us, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim, what's the message? We're referring to Avram and Yaakov, the Avos, number one, as a sonim, strong ones, foundation, reliable ones, which is how the Rambam refers to Avram Avinu when he describes the progression of monotheism to be spread in the world. Eson Zeh, this strong one, referring to Avram Avinu. And besides being the strong ones, they're always also Ziv, the ones that glow, the ones that illuminate, the ones that bring radiance into the world. And that's the legacy of the Avos. Yeshikovach, thank you for joining.